19th of March. The Easter eggs are out. Actually, they're not out. They've been out for months. But they are on buy two, get two free. I've got six today. As I say, Tesco, I've got enough. Buy one, get two free. No, buy two, get two free. Idiots. It's only 12 per customer, though, so you're a bit screwed if you... But you just go to a different till person every time and they don't know. I've got about 36 in my cupboard. Tesco isn't too far away. Just walk there, get 12, come back, do it a few more times. It doesn't cost you that much. Right, I'm going to go have the last mini eggs egg. That's the big egg, not the little pack of mini eggs, which I've already eaten. And they don't put the little eggs in the big eggs anymore. I don't know why. They used to do that, didn't they? They used to do it with cereal boxes. You used to have toys in the cereal. You know, I bet some idiot child choked to death or something. Swallowed a plastic gibbon or something like that. Gagged on a spaceship. It's political correctness gone mad. That's what... Trump. 20th of March. Mum and Dad were at some legal house buying thing, so they claim. Bet they were at the bingo. some lawyer or solicitor or bullshit. I don't know. Worst thing is they've asked me to put dinner on, i.e. cook dinner. Not wear it, obviously, that'd be stupid. Though sometimes my excitement on eating food is so great that I get more on me than in me. I do need a bib. So how do you cook? I don't know what to do. Mum left no instructions. But my fear is so great that I'll over or undercook meat that I've almost given up. I've put off doing it by writing this diary entry. I think she made me do it because I've been so helpful packing things up. But I'm only being helpful so that I can see her face when she tells me it's been a massive joke. Then I can look her. I'm trumping. Then I can not look. Oh no, I'm pooing. No, I'm alright, I'm alright. Sucks it back up. But I'm only being helpful doing that because I want to see her face when she tells me that moving house has been a massive joke. Then I can not look shocked or horrified and just confidently say, yes, mother, I know. I've known all along. And I look like the cat that's got all the cream in Christendom. Might try and video it. Right. I better go and find out how to shave a potato and turn it into a waffle. Oof. 21st of March! Well, it's finally happened. No, I don't mean I've lost my virginity. I mean, last night as we ate takeaway food, Mum said that we have to be out of the house before 12 o'clock noon and in the new house before 12 o'clock noon on the 1st of April because it's cheaper if you only have the removals for half a day. I knew it. I absolutely knew it. Today we brought down all the boxes and put them in the front room. All my stuff in my room is packed up. I was surprised at all the things I found in the back of my wardrobe. Some old Beano comics from 1995. My homemade Ugly Kid Joe t-shirt from when I was into extra heavy metal. It said, asterisk, everything about you. At the time I was too scared to put the word hate on my clothes because I thought Dad would tell me off. But people thought it stood for love and it was a tribute to Bryan Adams' song, which is out about that time, I think. I found a montage that I'd made of Sandy Toksvig from when I had feelings for her. I still do now, but she's a bit old and I'm sure she's just turning into Clive Anderson, because they're both really short and they haven't got a neck. I found a packet of sports biscuits. God only knows from when, but I ate four of them and they were quite off, so I ate them because they were off in a good way. They'd gone really soft, which is the way I like my biscuits, really crumbly. Delicious. Don't know how old they were, don't remember getting sports biscuits. One of my school friends once brought biscuits here, but that was 1995 when I had a big sleepover. Those biscuits could have been 16 years old now, could they? Oof. 22nd of March. Spent most of the night on the toilet pooing. I'm assuming it was from the biscuits, but... Kiss, 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 huh? What goes round comes round. They were nice. I'm not going to complain, am I? On the toilet, I managed to read the whole of the Cranky's autobiography, which is certainly an eye-opener, or a bowel-opener. Unbelievably, I didn't know this about the Crankies. I don't know if it is common knowledge or not. But wee Jimmy Cranky, the little boy, is actually an old woman. And she's married to the man one. I always thought that wee Jimmy was the man's son, or he was in care because I thought he looked a bit special, if I'm honest, a bit Down syndrome-y. But I thought it was nice of the man one to look after the little one, but no. They're not, they're married. And after a night of fram-dabby-dozying, the man one would... you know, when I say fam-dabby-dozing, I mean when they're doing their act, not when they're fucking. I mean, oh dear, I've amused myself. Start that sentence again. So when, after a night of fam-dabby-dozing, by that I mean performing their act in a club or pub, the man Cranky would come home and ritually undress wee Jimmy Cranky to reveal wee Jeanette Cranky and all her old lady parts. And as you probably know, and well, I imagine, they have sexual relations with each other when she's dressed up as wee Jimmy Cranky at least once. I mean, you just would, wouldn't you? Just... anyway, I spoke to Mum about all this and she just sort of shrugged her shoulders and said, I don't really care. Go speak to your father about it. So I did, and he wasn't interested either. Maybe I'll do a phone-in on it. Oh, can't. I'm not on the radio, am I? Oh, stupid mother and her long cons. In the afternoon, me and Cecil went to Tesco's to get some more Easter eggs and some Imodium. But they refused to sell me anything. I think they knew me. Cecil showed his annoyance to the shopwoman, who was really quite rude. She didn't back down. Then when Cecil said, I insist you sell us these products, young lady, I'll smack your bare bottoms. She called the giant security guard and had him escorted off the premises. I have to shop at Morrison's now. I hate Morrison's. It's in an undesirable part of the town. The shoppers there are all horrible. They seem to come from the big estate nearby. They all smell. And they stand still looking at things and refuse to get out of my way. They block up the end of the aisles talking. And most of them seem to be talking about going on holiday to Benidorm or whatever. Worst of all, I once accidentally hit a big man on the ankle with a trolley and he let off a tirade of abuse at me, the like of which I'd never heard before. I assume this man had no kind of education, but the inventive swears he was coming up with were both horrific and impressive in their creativity. Maybe I'll just stop going shopping with Dad in future. I don't know. 23rd of March. Interesting day today. We were sat round watching Holmes Under the Hammer, and while Dad was in the middle of saying, oh, she's got a really round bottom, Mum sat up, bolt upright, and declared, oh, Mother of Mary, the loft! Yes, we have a loft. We've had it for years, and we've forgotten to pack it up. Mother swiftly got the stepladder out and ordered me and Dad up there to sort through the rubbish. We had 5 hours before the skip people came to take away our skip, and it was only half full. Someone had tried to put a mattress in it in the middle of the night, but we just threw it on the floor near where we think the house it came from. It's disgusting. It was yellow in the middle, and there's a man over there that just looks trumping. Every other word is just a trump. There's a man that's just greasy as flip. I imagine it's him. I bet he doesn't sleep with a sheet on it. Ugh. In the loft, there was a cornucopia of memories. Luckily, most of the things were in boxes, but none of them were labelled with what they were. So the system we worked out was that I would go up to the landing, Dad would gently drop the boxes out from the loft into my waiting arms. That system was intrinsically flawed, as 17 out of the boxes up there were... 14. There were 17 boxes up there, essentially. 14 of them contained books, so I couldn't catch them. They all fell to the floor and burst open. Two of the other three boxes had old plates in them. They got smashed. And the other two had Mum's Little Woods catalogues in. I managed to save them and the bras and underpants sections they contained. When Mum came up and saw what we had done, she got absolutely furious at us. Sent us to the shop to get more boxes. Obviously, we can't go to Tesco's, so Morrison's it was. Luckily, it's just as close as Tesco's, so the walk wasn't too bad, but oh, the people. When we got back, we went through the books that we'd spilled on floor, on the floor. They weren't all literature. Some were my old school books, and some were old childhood diaries. So I tried looking at them, but Dad hurried me up, so I had to just sort of pack them up as quick as possible. In the end, anyway, Dad refused to throw any books away on principle. So why he was making so much of a fuss about hurrying up and packing it all back up, I don't know. I'm just going to readjust my boob a little. Several of the thicker books had their insides hollowed out, like you see in the films, as if they were hiding places for something. I asked Dad why they were like this, and he just said, I don't know, and tapped his nose, as if he did know. Why are there so many secrets in this family? I wonder if anything to do with Mum being in prison. Don't know. 24th of March. I've been reading through my old childhood diaries. I didn't do them every day. I was nowhere near as dedicated. Read that as lonely, bored, and with nothing better to do than I am now. In fact, in 1989, I only had one diary entry for the 1st of January, which simply read, Hello, Diary. That's shoddy diary keeping right there. Where would Samuel Pepys be if he did that then? Well, about that then, eh? But what was I doing on this date in 1986? Well, a look into the 7-year-old Paul Sachs diary will let us know. 24th of March, 1986. Space adventurer Paul Sachs logging in. The year is 2986. Mission came in this morning from High Commander Cecil Tupia. Orders were, proceed to Citadel 4, Sector 6. Grand High Empress Beryl has the package for delivery. After travelling for 4 minutes in hyperfloor roll, I reached the Empress. She'd been taken prisoner by the baddie Stanley. I beamed in Special Agent Clarence, who got the baddie Stanley. I ran to Beryl and got to the land of cookers and tables. She gave me the package of one Easter egg. I ate it before dinner. Mummy got made. Now, I have corrected most of the spelling mistakes and grammar in that passage there. But it would seem I didn't know that you put capitals on the name of things, and actually, some I struggle with now. And there were no full stops. I think I've added them in. But the last line has me a little concerned. Mummy got made. See, I think it's either Mummy got mad, Margaret, that I ate an Easter egg before my teen. I spelt it wrong, or she got made, like what happens in the Mafia. We all know she had a shady past, what with the time in prison and all. Nah, she's probably just mad. A state she's constantly been in my entire life. She's always grumpy. God knows what her problem is. Anyway, today we packed nothing. I did nothing. Dad was on the phone with a lawyer who was looking into his sister. Apparently there's a lead. Some nursing home in France has a Marie Sachs. La Fine. Which is the only Sachs in France. A letter has been dispatched. We now wait. The silver box has been packed up too. Tony came around this morning to try and take it, get into it. But Dad was worried that jamming a screwdriver in, which is what Tony wanted to do, might damage the contents. So Dad snatched it off him and put it in a cardboard box. Then he handed out an Easter egg each to take our minds off it. His plan worked beautifully. He's a cunning old coot. Is that racist? What's a coot? I know he can be as bald as one. Is it offensive to just bald people? Cecil is bald. He's a bald, cunning old coot. Is that the same as a coon? A coon and matata? I just don't know. 25th of March. While I gave Mum a chance to give up this stupid practical joke, I said to her this morning, well, howdy, little lady. I see you moseying on down to the water hole. Why don't you fetch me some milk and Missy? While you're at it, unpack those little platters. I want to roll around in deep-fried, refried beans. Shut up, Paul. I'm not unpacking anything. We're moving in 6 days, she said. I then shifted from speaking like a real cowboy to like an English gentleman. I said, Piffle and Poppycock, come now, dear woman. Verily, I know your schemes and plans. This merry jape fools me not. I know your plan of pretending to move is pure folly of the highest degree. Now, you have to get up fairly early in the middle of the morning to fool one as observant as I.
Paul, if you think I'm moving, or this is some kind of long, well-drawn-out practical joke, then you're an absolute moron. Go make sure the cupboards in your rooms are empty,
she said. But I never mentioned a long or well-drawn-out practical joke. Those were her words. Your words, Margaret. And I can read you like a big, fat, grumpy book. A big, fat, grumpy, frumpy book. The cupboards were all empty, save for leaflets of about a badger's sanctuary in Somerset. Don't know how that got there. And now here's a little podcast I recorded, because this one's quite short. Here's an old one I recorded in January. It's a bit of an extra, like a DVD extra, but for your ears. Well, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, or whatever time of the year this is that you're listening to this. This is the Paul Thacks Life Hacks tip. I'm just going to guide you through a few things that I want to impart to you.
What are you doing, Paul?
Doing my life hacks podcast, Ethel. Do you want to join in?
What?
So I'm doing my life hacks podcast. Do you want to join in?
No, but I will.
Well, why? Come here. Why don't join in if you don't want to?
No, I do, but I don't. Does it mean getting up?
Yeah, it does.
Right, take my hand, Paul.
Just hold.
Jesus, my hump
needs some leverage. Right, oof. Chocolates. Right, my first life hack. Oh, God, I'm knackered now.
It's all right, Paul.
My first life hack, in January, the worst month of the year, tidy up. I know that's going to be odd coming from Chunky Paul. Blubbery tits, but you know, whatever, just do it. Have a tidy up. What I'm gonna do, Cecil, I'm gonna go through the cupboards and see what kind of food is expired, because I think some of it must be.
Right, and then what?
Oh, here comes Christmas puppy. Hello, what do you want? She wants a chew. Give the dog a bone first.
Is that a euphemism for masturbating?
No, I mean, just give the dog a little treat. Spaff one out. What do you want? Do you want a chunky bacon slice?
This, why is this in a podcast, Paul?
It's life, isn't it? Here we go. You beg for me. She begs. And there we go, she's off. And that just gets the little bugger out of your hair for a while, man. So, first of all, we got the cereals. Now, I choose to eat multigrain boulders. They're coated in delicious honey at the Cecil.
Yes, I just got them last Wednesday week. They'll be fine.
Fine, I'll move on to condiments. Is this where you get condoms from? You pulp down all the different condiments and then they make a rubbery tube.
Yes, I think so.
Right, we've got some... What's that, Cecil? Ugh, strawberry jam. And the smell? I can't open it. Can't open that. Never mind. I'll ignore that one for now. What we got next? Peanut butter. February 2018. And the smell? Oh, nutty and peanutty.
What the hell are you doing, Paul?
Well, I'm taking people through all our condiments. We've got some hot sauce, chipotle.
Why?
The life hack, Cecil, that's what you do on the internet now. You give people advice, letters and phone-ins about things. What have we got in the Christmas cupboard?
Keep out of the Christmas cupboard.
But that's for me, Cecil. Festive friends.
They're my festive friends.
But I want it, Cecil.
No, it's mine. Here, you have this Kit Kat.
Chunky, what are you trying to say?
Fat bastard.
No, no, that's fine. Maybe I'll eat this non-bio pod. That's what all the kids are doing on the internet. I went, oh. Detergent capsule. It's non-biological, Cecil. Don't be stupid. Putting the heating on, Cecil.
It better be on 70 degrees Celsius, because I'm a pensioner. That's how hot we have things.
Yeah, it's fine, Cecil. Let's go look at the fish.
I haven't got any fish.
Ow. Oh. The fish. Not on my dish, because I won't eat fish, because that's what vegetarians and vegans eat. Stupid. Oh, Jesus. Dripping up. Dripping. Oh, there's an advent calendar on the wall, Cecil. Whose is it? Is it mine or is it yours?
Don't know. I don't know. I'm going to eat one. I'm going to eat the 24th.
No, you can't, Paul. Eat the 15th. Why is this a podcast? What's a life hack about eating this?
Shut up, I'm in Christmas frenzy, even though it's the middle of January. Lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Turn this off, Paul. It's rubbish.
Another life hack is eat all the food you want. I was just going through the cupboard and I got busted, really.
Oh, you little bastard.
Whatever. Whatever, Sam. You can't even catch me. I'm going to the... I want squirt cream. You've eaten all the squirt cream.
Yes, good night.
No, night.